Al-Qaeda wants to brainwash Russian children. A Bible in the Kazimba language is closer to reality. And a ministry is providing hope meetings in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Al-Qaeda may be looking at expanding its war against the West into the Northern Caucasus region of Russia. One report indicates terrorists in the Northern Caucasus have been using radical Salafi Islam to recruit disgruntled youth. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says this is creating a spiritual battle for the souls of Russian kids.
That's the strategy for Al-Qaeda, to reach out to young people, to brainwash them in all those underground cells, to provide them with all kind of false philosophies and encourage them to go and bring destruction into communities.
However, Russian Ministries is countering that with Summer of Hope summer camping to rescue these young people before they're brainwashed.
$50 will help to send one poor child or needy child into summer camp and give them an opportunity to hear the story of Jesus. We are praying that God will provide enough resources to send 5,000 needy children to summer camps this coming summer.
We have a link at our website. Next, while Christians have been praying for more freedom in North Africa, that's not the case in Algeria. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says seven churches in the predominantly Muslim nation
face closure after the governor of the Kabila province sent them a written notice that they were operating illegally.
That statement refers to the religious law ordinance passed in March 2006, restricting non-Muslim worship. Mueller says that's
forced the closure of hundreds of churches, and even more now that this government is continuing to enforce this regulation.
Despite the threats, church leaders say church services will be held. Mueller says this isn't surprising.
There's a boldness, there's a courage there. There's an understanding that, as other persecuted Christians in other times have said, that persecution is part of the normal Christian life.
Pray God protects believers, and in the process, the church grows. Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, to get Mueller's new book, The Privilege of Persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Grace Ministries International has long wanted to provide a Bible translation to the Kazimba speakers in the Congo, but they needed a linguist to do it. The language is tonal, so most of the evangelism materials are in Swahili, English, or French. GMI's Sam Vinton says that's about to change now.
Right now, we have the opportunity of a Wycliffe Bible translator, a consultant who is trained in that area, and she's going to be spending a month writing the alphabet, working with the people, trying to really see if putting scripture into that language would be something that would be very helpful for that area.
This is an important first step toward a possible Bible translation project.
From there, they can take a look and start probably writing certain verses or translating, doing certain projects for people to read and to see the level of understanding compared to using Swahili.
Scripture in a heart language increases the comprehension. Pray the project moves forward smoothly. Elsewhere, evangelistic work in India has its ups and its downs. On one hand, there's openness to the gospel like never before. On the other hand, that openness is being met with increasing resistance. For workers, the resistance can be discouraging and isolating. That's why AMG International began holding Hope for India meetings. They're designed to equip and encourage AMG's national workers. They also include evangelistic meetings that result in hundreds of new believers. Pray for the team. And in Africa, there are 400 million cell phone users. Wycliffe Bible translators decided that using mobile technology was a logical step for spreading the message of Jesus. They tried this idea out on the Kanza speakers of Burkina Faso. There are only a few Christians in this tribe. Wycliffe team succeeded in putting Christian music in the Kanza language on cell phone memory cards. Now they can listen to the gospel and encouraging music wherever they go. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. You'll learn why to pray and how to pray, which will help you pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Today's the last day. I'm Greg Yoder.